Marty Plum, and I am your host of A Pen and a Napkin Podcast, a weekly coaching clinic you can carry around with you in your pocket. Yeah, it's me. I'm flying solo. It has been a while since I have flown solo on a pod, but I really feel like that I've got something really, really cool to talk about here today, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We are going to talk about something that I have been working on behind the scenes for, probably 6 weeks to 2 months or so, and finally ready to bring it out publicly here, and so excited to do this. So what are we here to talk about? We are here to talk about Varsity Preparation Academy. One of the things that I've really tried to do in my life is when there is a problem, to not necessarily dwell on the problem, but what's the solution? How do we fix this? And we can't fix everything. Do you believe me when I say that? I know we can't fix everything. But I know that one of the frustrations that many coaches have, including myself when I was coaching, was having not only our players, but our parents understanding what the varsity sports experience is all about. We sit here and we talk about players and how they don't get what it's like to be a good teammate. Why don't they understand? Why don't parents understand why they can't take their kids on a week-long vacation in the middle of January, in the middle of your conference tournament, or whatever the scenario may be? You know, how do practices work? How does the summertime work? What is the balance that we need to have between club sports and varsity high school sports? How do team structures work? What are the boundaries that players and parents especially need to keep? What is the commitment level necessary to really excel as a varsity athlete? So, and not necessarily excel as a varsity athlete, but excel with the varsity experience. That's the biggest thing, because not everybody is going to be an all-state or not everybody's going to be all-conference. How can we create the best varsity experience for everyone in the situation, everybody around here, parents, players, coaches, and administration? Well, we're going to try and help with that here at A Pen and a Napkin through what I am calling Varsity Preparation Academy. What is Varsity Preparation Academy? It is designed to educate both players and parents about the varsity athletic experience. The mission statement of VPA is to create a high-intensive opportunity for both players and parents to educate and prepare themselves for the varsity sports experience both on and off the floor. For players, VPA is designed to help players understand the demands and expectations of high school basketball through on-the-floor fundamental drill work and off-the-floor class curriculum. For parents, VPA has a parent meeting to help parents understand what the varsity sports experience will be for both themselves and their child. And that is that's the three steps of the mission statement here. And I think that covers a lot of really, really good things. Now, why? And here's the question I would ask. And I get it. And if I were you as a coach, why would you send your child or your player to VPA? Well, basically, I've got two big reasons for you. Number one, like I said, we're here to educate. And I think a lot of times what people don't know, they don't know. And so you have to educate people as to what they don't know. And the second thing, and perhaps the most important thing, and here's the advantage that I have in my current situation, I don't have a dog in the fight. I am going to tell you the truth. VPA is going to tell you the truth. I don't have to worry about as I'm organizing this, I don't have to worry about, you know, if I say this to a parent, that they're going to withdraw their kid and take them to another school or to another club program, or they're not going to go out for basketball or whatever it may be. And so what I want to do to help you out, coaches, players, parents is I want to take my 28 years of basketball coaching experience and I want to tell you the truth so that inevitably, when those tough times arise, you understand that this is part of the experience, that this is what is natural for almost every athlete and every parent to go through. So how is this going to be structured? Well, I've been really fortunate over 28 years. I've gotten a chance to talk with and work with a lot of some of the best coaches in the country. And the vision for this is we are going to combine some of the best things that I've been fortunate enough to work around and be around. Stuff from USA Basketball, stuff from Snow Valley Basketball School, some stuff inspired by PGC, Point Guard College, and some of the stuff that I've done in my own camps. But this is going to be a hybrid of taking all of those things and packing it into one weekend. There's going to be three basic parts to this, and we're going to have the on the floor skills sessions, and we are going to really help develop the overall player. Some of the things that are going to be in here: shooting fundamentals, footwork, ball handling and passing, finishing at the basket, defense, screening, pick and roll offense and defense, controlled scrimmages, post guard combination work, rebounding, basketball Olympics, a lot of different things here. We've got 13 skill sessions on the floor that are going to run for 45 to 50 minutes or so that we are really, really going to break down the game. Throughout the weekend, we're going to have six what I call mini sessions, about 10 minutes where the players are going to be sitting there and listening to a coach talk about stuff that, you know, are really, really important things. Understanding floor spacing, the importance of communication, why coaches substitute, the importance of routine, what coaches look for in players on the floor, what coaches look for in players off the floor. Those are our six mini sessions. And then we're going to have three classroom sessions, about 45 minutes apiece-ish. What is toughness? Being a team leader. And then we're going to do some positional film study and discussions, point guards, wings, post players, and we're really going to break it down. This is going to be a really, really intense 36 hours of basketball. One of the things that I want to assure parents, players, coaches of, I am really, really committed to this, to really have a strong teaching environment. We are going to have high school coaches in the building. Coaches are going to be very carefully vetted. There is going to be a high standard of excellence for everybody involved with this. We want to keep our player to coach ratio to around 8-1. It will be no higher than 8-1. And if I've got to hire an extra coach to make sure that we do that, or an extra couple coaches, we're going to make sure that that's taken care of, because I really believe that it is really, really important that we have that hands-on experience, that we are there to teach your child how to play the game the right way. What's also going to be unique about the Varsity Prep Academy is, you know, we're going to have some awards, but they're not going to be the typical awards, you know, best shooter, best passer, camp MVP. Here's some of the stuff that we want to award. Who's the most coachable player this weekend? Who's the best note taker this weekend? Who's the best teammate this weekend? These are the type of awards that we want to put out there, and we want these players to strive for. And so this is what we're looking to do here with VPA. I think all of these things, these are the glue concepts that we want in our players, in our program, and I want to do my best to surround your players and your children with the best coaching environment that we possibly can. So let's get down to the brass tacks to it. When, where, how, what, while, all that other stuff. Right now, we only have scheduled a girls academy. It's just been difficult to find an affordable space for a boys academy, but we are going to only have this first year as a girls academy. It is going to be Saturday and Sunday, May the 3rd and May the 4th at Omaha Marion High School, 72nd and Military Avenue-ish here in Omaha, Nebraska. This is really, really affordable. We're going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning, registration at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. We're going to go to 8 o'clock that night. So it's going to be 12 hours of intense basketball. And then we're going to come back in from about 11:30-ish to 5:30 on Sunday. So it's a way, if you're coming in from out of town, if you need to stay overnight, if you need to get a hotel, go home, get a good night's rest. And we're going to come in and we're going to work really, really hard the next day. We are going to give you your money's worth. We're going to have meals included, snacks, drinks, all those type of things. We're going to take care of the kids. The cost for this camp is going to be $175. We're going to have camp t-shirts. They're going to get a binder with writing utensils, and we're going to have this notebook that your daughter is going to be able to take home with them and take these lessons that they're learning from VPA and be able to reference them when they go home. I'm a big Don Meyer guy. I really believe in writing things down and keeping them in front of you so that you have that point of reference. What did I do there at VPA? Oh, no, here it is right here. I've got it written down right here. This is going to be for girls basketball players, grades 6 through 9 for the 25-26 season. Right now, we're going to limit it to that. These are junior high players and players going into high school that if you want to know what it's going to be like when you get to that high school level, this is a great opportunity for you to learn. If you have aspirations to be a varsity basketball player, and maybe in some ways, maybe not necessarily varsity, but you like basketball and you want to know what it's going to be like just to be a varsity athlete. Let's say you like basketball, but you love volleyball, soccer, whatever it may be. Then VPA is also a positive thing for you. And you get to develop your basketball skills, but we're going to teach leadership. We're going to teach toughness. We're going to teach what it's like to be a great teammate. All of these different things. I am really, really excited for this concept. I think it's going to be a really, really good thing. I hope folks understand that I don't just put stuff out there just to put it out there. I've really thought this through over the last couple of months, and I think this is going to be a very, very positive thing for your daughter or for your player. So if you have any questions, email me apenandanapkin@gmail.com. The flyers are going to be up all over X. We're going to be emailing them out. Please, please, please do not hesitate to reach out to me and get this signed up. I think it's going to be a really, really good deal. Coaches, parents, get your daughter signed up for this camp. I think it's going to be a really, really good thing. We're always talking about honing our craft as coaches on a pen and a napkin. Well, here's an opportunity for you to not only, if you work the camp, you're going to be a better coach for working it. And players, you're going to hone your craft as well. So, coaches, players, parents, as always, let's be sure to hone our craft one day at a time and get yourself signed up for the first annual Varsity Prep Camp.